Some gopis are nitya siddha and they are kai view of Srimati Radhika. But those who are originally jeev and by sadhan they have become siddha, they have to do so much austerity. We are in beginning of that thing. We should understand, we are beginning in these things. And if our sarup is like that, and we will have taste and do like Rupa Raghunath and like gopis, have some taste, greed, then we can also go there like Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami, like following the path of Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar has not directly gone to Braja. Lakhs and lakhs and lakhs births he took. But Sanatana Goswami has explained in a so manner that as if he has gone very easily.
One lifetime,
but not in lifetime. When he returns from Vaikuntha, when he returns from Brahmalok, and again goes, so many births can go.
So you're saying that we have to go in the path of Gop Kumar. It is a very gradual path.
No, we are not to go, but we should go like him as he went direct from here to that.
No.
Living, he has also gone.
Second time.
Second and third, fourth time.
Last time.
Last time he went from Braja to that Braja. So from here we'll have to determine our object by reading all these things. If in reading and remembering that thing will be there, then we will be successful. We should read, we should hear only in that mood, that one day I will have to have that mood. Without that, I will not take anything rather than this.
Uncompromise.
If Krishna comes, anyone comes, and he gives anything rather than this, we will not take. But who will do like so? If their swarup is like that, they can be determined like so. And I wish that those who have come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this prior meaning?
Almost
prior, in their swarup, they should be like that. Only there are some exceptions. Like Murari Gupta and
Anupam
man. But I think that if Hanuman or any others will hear this, they have no taste. Murari Gupta has no taste. Srivas Pandit has no taste. Haridas Thakur has no taste in this. Because he was Brahma, and Brahma, what type of his swarup was, I cannot say. But from his charitra in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that we don't see like these things.
In Padyavali though, there are some... In Padyavali, there are some verses with Haridas Thakur's name that are more like this.
It may be to show the Mahatma of name. In that connection his name can be used perhaps.
But in Brahma Samhita, there it mentions that he is a maidservant of Krishna.
It may be, but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu I think...
We don't see.
It may be. Our Gurudev in
That's
our
not,
Sampradaya,
not
and he has prayed in 14th chapter like this, to have the dust of any of Brajavasi feet. He has not cleared there that
Gopi's feet.
But Uddhava has cleared it.
But there are different Brahmas. There are different...
Different so many Brahmas. Who Brahma was he? In Brahma Sangita we also see that he did Aradhana by Gopal Mantra and Kama Gayatri both. But only to have some Shakti, power. Not for the prayer. Then Krishna played on the floor, all gopis came, and Krishna told them to return to Braja. You know this fact. Only I am remembering something touching.
Summary.
Then he told that any lady should serve their husbands, whether he is black, whether he is what?
Good, bad,
anything.
Handsome,
anything, and poor or anything. Or even so many rogues are there, they should serve. They are not speaking anything. They were judging in their minds, heart, that whether he is telling truth or he is cutting joke with us. They were only watching. But Krishna hide his avahitta.
Real purpose.
As he is telling true, but we see that he was not telling true. He was also hiding. At last gopis told that you are my guru and giving us so many instructions as Guru gives. So, let us first serve our Gurudev, because anyone can serve his Gurudev, even if Krishna is there, God is there. So, we should serve our Guru, because you are Guru. And secondly, yajathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamnam. You know this sloka? Remember? Yes. What?
Krishna says, as they approach me.
What is this sloka?
What does it mean?
No. What is this sloka?
Yajathang? Yajathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamnam. Mamavadmana martante manisi parstavasam.
If he were God, he was telling Krishna that I am God, I am telling so, you should obey. Then they told that we should obey you, but we will first serve our Gurudev, and then we will do, and what he will tell, we will do. Secondly, we know that God is father, God is real husband, God is everything. And if you are God, then you are a husband also, Guru you are also. So in every way, if you don't take our service, then you will be guilty by dharma. You are teaching us dharma. But you ought to practice. Dharma yourself. At last, Krishna began to do rash. All gopis were dancing with Krishna. Krishna was dancing with Srimati Radhika in the middle and also with all gopis. Prasad told that there was no Aishwarya Leela here. Krishna did not become so many Krishna as the gopi were, but Krishna ran so fastly, he danced so fastly that it looks that he is with all gopis. Understand, bhai?
Like fire brand.
Like a fire being turned. Yes.
Like fire. Well, otherwise, it would have been Aishwarya Leela. But he is following here Nar Leela. So Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that it is not Kaya Duha. But so many persons has explained like so that Krishna Kaya Duha was there. But Biswanath Thakur denied that no Kaya Duha.
Is that in each time that Krishna danced Ras in Nar Leela, it was not Kaya Duha or just one time?
So Swayam Roop. All are Swayam Roop.
In every Krishna dance, Ras will dance many times.
All Ras.
And in all Ras, there's only Swayam Roop, not...
Not Kaya Duha. Because it will be Vaikuntha Leela. So Krishna so fastly danced with each gopi. So Srimati Radhika saw that he was nearby to Radhika, and when she sees towards all gopis, he sees that Krishna is there, Krishna is there, Krishna is there.
Very fast dance.
Very fast dance. And all gopis are seeing that Krishna is only with us, with me. Very miracle Krishna did. But not by any Aishwarya, but by fast running.
Didn't each gopi see that still Krishna is with everybody because he's moving so fast?
No, they are not. But only Srimati Radhika sees that he is with me, and sometimes to other. And when she sees another, Krishna is there. When she sees to that, Krishna is there. Then, all gopis, in the meantime, he did so many things. He tells anyone that, are you tired? And to some,
remove
sweating. To some, he ties that nupur,
ankle
bells. So many things he is doing. So they became mad. Mad in the sense that
Pramod.
वो श्लोक था कि जो उनको देख करके अंतर ध्यान हो गए श्लोक था सौभाग्य मदम और देखो मानन सौभाग्य मद एंड मान बोथ सौभाग्य मद टू ऑल गोपीज एंड मान ओनली फॉर राधिका बिकॉज दे वर नॉट सीइंग दैट कृष्ण इज विथ अदर्स दे आर सीइंग ओनली दैट Krishna is with us, me, with me.
But Radhika was saying
that. Radhika was saying that thing. So, all has Saubhaga Mada. Saubhaga means controlled by any Nayak, controlled by Nayika. Then Nayika thinks himself
most fortunate,
and that fortunate brings him, her to Saubhaga Mada. Saubhaga Mada means by drinking anyone can become
intoxicated with pride.
Pride. Here, they are seeing that in whole Braja, there are none equal to me.
None so fortunate as I.
Tarsan tat saubhaga mangatam, bhiksamanam. Then they became so much pride they had that they are they cannot join with anyone in Ras. After that they can have some man if they will see that anyone is there. But they became so proud that they were unwilling to also obey Krishna. So pride was there. Krishna saw that then what I have decided to play with all gopis and to give but to that I will
teach lessons.
I will keep all asha, abhilasha. So he thought that anyhow their pride should go out. And he said that at once there is not Radhika. He is out of line. And she was ready to go anywhere. At that time, Krishna became antardhyan, it is told, but Vishwanath Thakur is telling that Krishna did not went out of sight. He only sat in a very near kunja. He hid himself in a kunja. How he hide himself? Taking Srimati Radhika forcibly in his arms and went into a kunja. And all were searching. Four kinds of gopis were there. Swapaksha, Bipaksha, Suhidapaksha and Tatastapaksha. Understanding all these things? Suhidapaksha means Swapaksha means Radhika Paksha or Chandravali Paksha. For Radhika Paksha, Chandravali is Vipaksha. And for Chandravali, Radhika is Vipaksha. Bhadra is Suhrit for Radhika Paksha. But for Chandravali, it is Tatastha. She is Tatastha. And Shyamala is Suhrit. And Bhadra is Suhrit to Chandravali and Tatastha to Radha Paksha. So four kinds, and that may be that hundred and hundred kinds of gopis were there.
Right.
So all were searching. The Swapaksha and Radha Paksha were searching both. They were not seeing their Yutheshwari. So they were searching Yutheshwari also and Krishna also. But all were searching only to Krishna. After that, all gopis, it has been told in 38th, that they were searching Krishna. They became tadatma. How Krishna walks, used to talk, to What? How sweet he used to talk, and all the characteristics of Krishna they bear. And by doing so, they thought themselves as Krishna. And that is called Leela. They also asked trees, creepers, rivers, deers, peacocks as mad. And they were themselves saying that, for Tulsi, that she is Krishna Priya. And Krishna has warned her not to tell. To trees, they are female, males, they will not tell, because Krishna has told them. And to creepers, who are full of flowers, they are thinking they are so happy by touch of Krishna fingers that they have no remembrance at all. They are out of gyan. So they cannot speak. So after that, when they saw that Krishna will not come, and Krishna is not found anywhere, at last they saw the footprint of Krishna, and they become somewhat consolated. But after that, when they followed that footprints, after some distance they saw a footprint new. And that they supposed that it was of any lady. And then they were telling that Anayaradito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Rishvara Janno Bihaya Govinda Pritam Jan Anayadaraha. Who is telling this? The Vipaksha are telling this. And Swapaksha are very glad to hear these things. Swapaksha knew by the footprint that this is of Radhika, because they used to serve Radhika's feet. So they knew the symbol of Radhika's feet. But others did not know. So they are guessing who is she. But they are guessing that she has worshipped God. And by worshipping God, certainly that that lady is so near and dear to Krishna that Krishna has taken her with him and he has gone out.
For the blessings of the worship of God.
Worship to God. Not to worship Krishna, that God. Then they saw after that, that footprint, both one footprint is not there, ladies. Only Krishna footprint is there, and he had gone deep for an inch or anything. They guessed that here the Nayak has taken that Nayika in his lap, and he has gone, because she would have told that I cannot walk. Then after that they saw that there is a symbol of sitting of that lady, and some flowers were here and there, and in the creepers, the flowers were not there, but flowers were, but in high, in lower there were no flowers, and they saw that some flowers are there. So they guessed that here Nayika has sat here, and the Nayik has done Shingar here, and that is Shingar butter in Vrindavan. After that they again proceed, and they saw that that lady was weeping and she was senseless, crying bitterly. Hanath Raman Preshta Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja Kripanaya Dashaste Sannidam. This is slow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Madhavendra Puri used to repeat these slokas, and always with tears and so much full of heart. Then they went nearer, and all Svapaksha, Tatastha, everyone have something with Radhika, and they brought some waters, and they see again against senses, and they ask how it has been that you are also crying and weeping. Then she told his story, that I told him that I cannot walk. Why she told that I cannot walk? Not by mud. Because his inner motive was that they have left everything for me, and they serve me, and I am leaving them and enjoying Krishna alone. This should not be. So, if I can arrange that all can come and join, then we all will join and then enjoy Ras. I should not do alone. Then, at the same time, all gopis came nearer, and Krishna told that you should go with me firstly. She told that I can't. Why? This is called Prem Vaichitya Vishwanachavati had, or Jiva Goswami has called it Prem Vaichitya. Krishna was sitting there, but Radhika became so, she felt so separation, mood of separation, that she could not see Krishna, that Krishna is sitting here. Krishna, in the meantime, Gopi came nearer, and it may be visible. So Krishna thought that everything will be, everything will be, what? Because everybody will see that Radhika and Anubhava will come for her. So it should not be. So at the same time he became invisible. He went anywhere in the kunj and in darkness, and the gopis met Srimati Radhika, and they were asking, what became with you? After that,
but one question before. Radhika left the Rasleela dance at first, having some month, seeing Krishna with so many others sometimes. But then later on, she wanted them to be there.
This is bhava vibhava, bebichari. Man or anything comes and goes down. Sometimes comes and overtakes one, and then it mixes with water, and again new thing comes.
So she wasn't just thinking that she wanted to be with Svapaksha. Was she thinking that the second time that she just wanted her Svapaksha, her group?
I could not understand.
It's when she was with Krishna alone, and then she thought, I want my other friends to be with me.
Now, when he got reception from Krishna, then his mind went away.
And
now he is thinking that they should all join.
He's asking only Svapaksha?
No. All came there.
And she wants all of them to be there.
Every came, whether he wants or not, every came. Because all were searching.
Yeah.
Then Radhika told his history, hiding some bhav there. that I became mad like you, and he left me also. Then they whole were searching Krishna. They decided that by Sankirtan he can be found again. So all went to again to the upkul of Yamuna, and they began this Jayati Adhikam.
Can I ask one question? Mm-hmm. How did Srimati Chandravali must feel when she saw that Krishna must have preferred Srimati Radhika to her because he left Ras dance only with Radhika? So what Chandravali must have felt something.
Chandravali has some envy for Srimati Radhika. But when she saw that she is like us, rolling in the ground, weeping so bitterly, so something, because Srimati Radhika was sister of Srimati, anyhow they were sisters. So when they saw that weeping, she is weeping, then the lady's swabhav, nature is that, if they see weeping anyone, they have some
sympathy for each other.
Sympathy.
But they don't think of each other as sisters. They don't think.
Already they think. Sometimes they love each other, but envy there is.
In Lalita Madhava it is said they are sisters, but we don't see at other times that they are sisters.
We have seen in villages also.
Where?
In villages. Two or three sisters from same father and mother, but each have friends
different. But Chandravali's father and mother is not the same.
Not same.
Then.
But they are brothers. Chandrabhanu, Brihadbhanu.
Like that. Cousin.
Cousin sisters.
Cousin sister.
But that is sister. Same. Okay. Chandravali was somewhat elder than Srimati Radhika. But Srimati Radhika was most beautiful, most guni.
Qualified
in every way. In Narlila also. So they were both envied to each other. And each of them wanted to love Krishna separately. Then we should come to Mooli Slok. Jayati Tidhikam Janmana Braja Srayati Indira Sasadatri Daita Dishyatang Dishyastavakas Taidhita Savas Pangvichinvate. First, see, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is doing prarthana, praying to the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami Pad, and then to Sridhar Goswami Pad, and then to Guru Parampara, by which he has restored all this bhav. He is telling that anyone cannot know anything without the mercy of gopis. Anyone, especially these things. If gopis can have mercy, then anyone can know this. So he praying Sanatana Goswami, he was gopi. And he is praying, he has prayed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is Radhika. Plus Krishna also. So in Guru Parampara he prays all the gopis in Parampara, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all others. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Even Jiva Goswami.
In sadhak or in siddhak form he prays them?
Both. First in sadhak and also in siddha. And that is why he in Madhavji called Dampaniya Ragbhatma Chandrika. He has told sadhan and siddha bhav. In both we should practice. So, jivatu means the Vachishta, they were remnants of Sanatana Goswami, Siddhar Swami, and all others, mani Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur. He is praying all for their remnants. He has taken the remnants of all these Mahapurush or Sakhis, Gopis. And that is why he is able to explain these slokas in so way. So he is telling that anyone cannot explain all these things without the mercies of Gopis, who joined the rasa actually. He is telling that Gopi, all Gopis, with Srimati Radhika, became hopeless that we cannot meet Krishna. They searched here, there, where, in every kund, in caves, everywhere they searched Krishna. You know that Pythagram? But yeah, that is for Vasanta Rash. But in Vrindavan, this Rash has been done. In Vrindavan. So, how big was that Vrindavan where this Rash took place? So much big that lakhs and lakhs of gopis were collected and they did Rash. Not only that Bansi Bhatt. But Bansi Bhatt is also so
big area.
Big area. His branches and everything was so big. So, they became hopeless that Krishna will not meet. So they dusron se paramarsh kiya. They began to find a way how we can meet Krishna. At last they decided that we should do kirtan and weep. So they began to weep and by weeping these slokas they began to chant like this. They have told that especially in Kali Yuga, if you want to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna or Gopis, only weeping Sankirtan is not only kirtan, but that kirtan should be with separation mode, then Krishna can manifest himself there. So they nishya kar liya.
Then the fear.
They made themselves sure that Krishna will meet only by this kirtan. So they came to the shore of Jamuna,
bank of Jamuna,
and they began to do this slokas. They are telling that daita jayati tedhikam janmana braja swayat indira swasadatrahi daita drishyam dait. Dait means you are our friend. Dait means
oh, beloved.
Most beloved. Jiva Goswami is telling here that there were two moods of gopis. One unfavorable and one what?
Favorable.
In man mood. One are telling directly, and some are telling indirectly. Chandravali is telling directly what these slokas are. And Radhika and her paksha are indirectly they are telling. Each sloka. Gopis are crying and telling and praying Krishna to keep his hand on the heads, on the breasts, to keep the feet, lotus feet of Krishna, that the lotus feet of Krishna should be kept here or on the breast or here, anywhere. But some are telling, oh, you want, but we don't want these things. We are telling to go, Prabhupada. We actually have not come to meet you. We have only come to see the scenery,
full moon.
And you are praying us not to go, but we will not hear you. We know that you are Kami Purush. And we are so much Pativrata, chaste woman. So we cannot delay a minute, second here. You are telling that Aghor Ratri, Aghor Satvani Sevita. It is so darkness. You should not go. You are giving us the fear for this. But actually, we know that here there are no wish. So you are anyhow praying to be here with you, but we will not deliver. So here, the two meanings, Jiva Goswami has tried everywhere to show two meanings.
Jiva Goswami.
Also, Vishwanath Chakravarti has also showed these two. Somewhere, not all where, but we should guess that everywhere two kinds of explanation can be done, given. Jayatite adhikam janmana brajah. Jati means braja jayati. Braj is more and more high than Vaikuntha. Karsati jayena uta karsayati. We give jay to Krishna. Govinda ji ki jay ho. Guru Dev ki jay ho. Tulsi ji ki jay ho. Why we tell so? Jay and Parajay. Both words are side by side. If we tell that you should be Jai Yukta, nane? Jai Yukta? Jai means victory. You should be victorious. Nane? You should gain the battle. Then anyone should be defeated, then anyone can have conquered. Jai. Here, my mind and heart is a paksha. And one side, Guru, Vaishnava, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Tulsi, Vrinda and all are
another side.
I'm like a demon. My mind is like a demon. Heart is like a demon. I don't want to serve Krishna, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. So Gurudev should be Jai Yukta means Gurudev ki Jai. Guru should conquer my heart and after that he can, as a conquered person, controls any person, envy who is conquered and captures and gets in prison. And what he does, that conquered person is bound to do. Now my mind and everything was uncontrolled. But now Gurudev should conquer this heart and mind. so that he should tell anything, order, and he will have to obey that order. So now you should be Jayajukta, and my mind and my heart and everything should be defeated. Then you should make our servant. If a conquered man is treated and he is given as a servant, so now my mind and heart and myself, now I should be servant of yours. So this is the meaning of Jaya. Here, Jayati te adhikam. Adhikam means more and more. Yeah, baj gaya hai, kitana? Chota, hum log kitna se aarambh kiya?
445.
बहुत थोड़ा सा व्हाई व्हेन वी सो लिबरल बिकॉज हर साउंड इज फॉर ऑल नॉट ओनली फॉर गोपीज नॉट फॉर ओनली काउहर्ड्स नॉट फॉर गो ऑल क्रीपर्स ऑल ट्रीज वाटर Anus, atoms, and every pasu-pakshi,
bird and animal,
everyone. And they become so cheerful at that time, everyone, according to their qualification. But gopis become more affected than them. But every trees, everyone becomes so So, prem,
full of love,
that hearing that, tanubhritsu, aspandanam gatimatam, pulakastarunan, that those who are sthavar becomes jangam, and jangam becomes sthavar. The symptoms of sthavar comes in jangam, and the symptoms of jangam, those who can walk, comes in, that is, panuvrita, all who has life, whether in trees, whether in mountains, rivers, men, female, male, ne? Pasu, pakshi, keet, patang, everywhere. And they are of two kinds, jangam and jar. So, moving and non-moving. Aspandanam gatimatam. Those who are jangam, like deers, they become silent. They should run away, because gopals are coming, cows are coming, Krishna is also coming. They should fear and they should at once fly away. But they, doing like so, standing, and they are singing and begging pranay to Krishna. And all the birds, everyone becomes silent, hearing the sweet voice of Bansi Venu and seeing the so beautiful face of Krishna. And Gatimatang and Tarunam, Taru means jada, not jangam. They cannot walk, they cannot move. Taru means bricks, trees, and mountains. Mountains become taral. And sweat comes in stones and they become like water and so soft. Trees full of flowers and fruits and their branches come down to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. The lips become so that they are hearing everything. flowers denotes the pulak of trees. Pulaka starunam. Nirjoga parsakuta lakshana yovri chitram. Krishna has made his swarup body very beautiful. He has a turban on his head. On that there is a rashi rope for cows. बैठा हूँ उनको थोड़ा सा बातचीत कर रहे बैठ दो मिनट इन लोगों से बैठिए बैठा बिछा दो और दे आर द लाइफ मेंबर्स ऑफ इस कॉन्स आप लोग खूब कुशल से हैं आप ही से कल से फोन से हुई थी बात अजय जी कहीं गए हैं
वो बॉम्बे में हैं
पिताजी ने जो एट द टाइम ऑफ मिल्किंग काउस एनी सॉर्ट ऑफ रोप व्हिच इज बाय व्हिच काउस बोथ फीट्स आर टाइटेंड A special meaning is that nirjoga. Nirjoga means the rope which makes a link with anyone. Jog, nirjog. Here, if the calf is running here and there, cow will not give milk. So, the cowherd takes that
rope.
No, that's the calves, and they keep close by the side of cows so that they may
feel affection and therefore give milk.
Milk. By that person, if there is a one cowherd who wants to milk and there is no helper, then he takes that calf and ties with the legs of cows to that calf. That is called nirjo. Understand?
Yes.
That is called nirjoga. And nirjoga pass. He has tightened here on the turban of his head. So beautiful, naturally as a go, his everything is showing so much beautiful. And pass is called anything to jama pass. Pass, you know? The rope by which Jam Maharaj binds any jeev and takes to Jamala. That is called pass.
Noose.
Around the
neck. It's like
this. Here, those gauss who are not good cows, who they are running here and there, not giving milk, and they are ashanta,
not peaceful.
For that kind, what wicked badmash guy, badmash mane?
Rascal
guy, cows. They keep a kind of rope, they tied it from here and one leg. Have you seen? No. So that she cannot run away. Otherwise, there is a rope hanging in their neck, tightened with some bamboos. And if they run, that bamboo, they cannot run. So that. These are called pass. Or if a cow is so kinds of cow with a very Shanta, peaceful cows, they tied it to other cows so that he cannot fly, cannot run away. That is called pass. Krishna has taken this rope here and milking somewhat going with cows. So beautiful Krishna looks like. Here, he telling that gopis are telling, O Sakhi, Krishna has bat nirjog and pass in our sins, for ourselves. My wishes are, my heart is like cows. And by nirjog means that rope, that is mane prem, love is rope here. By that rope is not a rope, but it is made of prem. And this rope ties with Krishna forever. For any jiva, those who have tanu means body, that rope is so beautiful and attracts anyone that he can never be far away from Krishna. Forever, it binds with the lotus feet of Krishna. So, by this turbans, that rope is not a mere rope, but it is nirjog, that forever our mind and heart will be with Krishna. We cannot go to our homes, we cannot be to our near to our husbands, father and mother. This rope takes our everything and ties with forever to the Krishna lotus feet, nirjog. And pass, it is not really a pass for binding any cows here, but we are, our these indriyas and heart are like cows, and it is like pass for us. Prema pass. We have not chance like Giriraj Govardhan, like other trees and creepers of Vrindavan, but yet he attracts our heart and everything so that we cannot be far away from Krishna. But actually we are so far away from Krishna. So nirjog pas krita lakshana yo vichitram. So we will not have association or service of Krishna like Giriraj Govardhan or the beasts and birds of Vrindavan. But yet we want, and telling all the these things that we have read here and remembering all the pastimes of Krishna. They evam vidha bhagavato ja Vrindavan charina vranayanto mitho gopya kridayam tanmayatam jayau evam vidha bhagavatah ja Vrindavan charina vranayanto mitho. And all other pastimes of Krishna, grazing cows in that Vrindavan, here and there, what Krishna did pastimes, they are remembering and remembering. They became like mad in prem. Evam vidha, all these, what in 18 slokas they have explained, and so many things that has been not explained in Srimad Bhagavat, yet all pastimes they began to tell each other. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj that how can I explain the waves of prem of gopis' heart samudra?
Ocean.
I cannot explain all these things. So, he is telling that I cannot express all these things. What they have in their Purvarag. In Purvarag, before Avisar, so much Udveg, like Basak Sajja, you know Basak Sajja? In Naika. Waiting and waiting. What became? Udveg. Udveg, not sleeping, always waking, Jagaran. And 33 kinds of Sanchari Bhav, and Ashtasattvik Bhav, and Vyabhichari Bhav, all comes in gopis. I can see, but I cannot explain how and why coming and going like waves. So I have given only some of them explained here. I cannot explain thoroughly all these things. I cannot tell all these things as atoms. I have told only the atoms, like very short, all these things. Brahma cannot also tell with his four mouths, and even Mahasankarsan with lakhs and lakhs mouth he cannot tell, and what to tell others. Krishna also cannot tell all these things, what gopis had in their hearts for Krishna. I have told something only for Purvarag only. I will try to tell somewhat in other Saratkal. Saratkal means
autumn.
That will be of Ras, dancing and doing Ras of Krishna with the gopis. He will try to tell all these things.
Why is this not Vipalambhava? Why is it Purvarag?
This is also in Purvarag, Vipralambha is there. Purvarag means Vipralambha, but before meeting.
Yeah.
So, for sadhak, the separation mode should come. Without separation, no sadhak, nothing. So sadhak should be for separation.
So these verses are meant for mantra upasana?
No. This is our, of gopis which are in Saraswati Lila.
But he's saying that for the sadhak, they can do mantra upasana of these verses.
This is not mantra upasana. This is Saraswati.
For the gopis.
For us also, it is not mantra upasana. Only our mantras are, and some Damodar Chintan, remembering of Damodar Leela, or one is anything. But there are chains in this. So this is not mantra upasana.
Could you explain exactly why this is not mantra upasana?
Because it is a chain of so many leelas, pastimes, so it is not mantra upasana. There are so many flowers, like garland, it is. so many pastimes are here. From beginning to end, so many pastimes have been.
Even one of these verses could not be mantra passion, it's still sarasa.
One can be.
That, I think he's asking.
One of them.
One at a time could be mantra passion.
That is, baraha pidam natvar papa. This is mantra mani. Then again,
next verse.
But in a chain, this lila
sarasa.
Is Saraswati.
Another question comes, which is that sometimes we think that when we hear that the stones are melting, that it is a metaphor, poetic metaphor. But it seems to be more than a poetic metaphor. It seems to be factual that actually the stones were melting and actually the rivers were becoming hard. And
Actually, all that. Because we see this time also in Charan Pahari and all other places that they have melted and four prints are seen now. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also we see that, in Alalnath we see all these things. Also in Ram Lila we see Chitrakut, when Ram and Bharat was meeting. If we melt sometimes, what is that?
Yeah, we are harder than any stone.
Certainly. But sometimes hearing all these things and remembering this past time, it looks like for a moment that something. Then for tomorrow what we should select?
31.
What is the time now? 1 hour we have taken?
Well, it is 1.
From tomorrow we will.
But without our pundit, someone asked me the question, why in Gambira, why without our pundit didn't take part in helping Mahaprabhu in his...
Because if he... If he comes, because he was Srimati Radhika, so everything was exploited, man. Everything.
Well, there was Vipralamba there, and if he had come.
If he was here. He became faint and all other things can come here. They are telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving consolation. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here Mahaprabhu will have to give consolation to Gadadhar Pandit more than Mahaprabhu, because and he was not Gadadhar, he was Radhika. It will be known to everyone. That is why. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did like so to Rai Ramana, not to expose me. If Gadadhar Pandit was there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar both will be exposed, like Radhika and Krishna. So he did not used to come in Gambhira. But he used to come in Gambhira, but not it had explained there. But this region could be taken.
I know you have explained something of this before to us, but still, I think it is a very difficult subject to comprehend, how Gadadhar is Srimati Radhika and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radhika. It is almost as if there are two Radhikas there.
No.
I know that you have
no, but I have told you that she is taking pariksha, examination of Krishna. Whether he can roll my part or not.
So far they are not.
Not it is written anywhere, but I...
Vishakha Devi could teach Mahaprabhu better than Radharani even. Then also the Manjaris are also
always intimate and included, but they are not in the Gambhir. Rupa Goswami is not in the Gambhir. Raghunath Goswami. Why is that?
And they have gone to always meeting there in Gambhira. It has been told, but not like Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar.
When you went to Jagannath Puri, when you went to the Gambhira, what did you and the other devotees do there?
Well, that all these bhava modes that he tested should come to us, that we can also test a very little house part that I requested there.
Any song you sent him? Some song?
Two songs.
Which one?
Gorang. This also. Gorang bolite hobe pulak. Ebar karuna kara lalita abhishakha. That also. And hari hari kabe mor hoi be sudin. And also Radha Krishna pran mor jubal Krishna.
This is what is it called again?
The Yoga Pash.
This is Pash.
The Yoga Pash.
Okay.
Have you seen?
I also did not get opportunity. But I'm hopeful that everything is already there in your heart.
But yet I wanted to see something from Jiva Goswami and also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Anyhow, today we will do. Then from tomorrow. तुम लोग जाओ नहीं तो तुम लोगों को तो दो घंटा और लग जाएगा ना. जाओ फिर यदि हो सके तो आओ. जयति तेधिकम जन्मना ब्रज श्रयति इंदिरा शश्वदत्रहि दैत देशतां दिक्षुस्तावका वैधिता शव Vang vichinvate jayati tedhikam janmana braja srayata indira shasvadatrai daita deshatang dikshustavaka tvaidhita shava vang vichinvate vang vichinvate. This is Ras Panchadhyayi. In Ras Panchadhyayi, Panch Prana, five kinds of air, in five, one is most important for life. This is that prominent in also in five chapters.
This one.
This one. Srimad Bhagavat is body, and there are 12 parts of that body. From 1 to 12 are one part. But 10th is heart. And in heart also these five are Panch Prana. And in Panch Prana also, this is the prominent prana, mane prana by you. We will have to remember from Katyayani Puja. It is told in the first slok of Kattayani Puja, Kumarika. Malini Kumarika were doing Kattayani Vrata. So who were they? Kumarika means Kishori, on merit. What was the age of Krishna at that time? At this age of 3.5, he left Gokul. And when he took Govardhan on his hand, in his finger, he was 7 years old. It is better.
Yes,
more better. 7 years old. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is written, Vyasdev or Sukdev Goswami has told, when Krishna took mountain Giriraj on his finger, then his age was 7. When he kept the mountain, all the old persons with priest, all were gathered there, and they began to say, Nanda Baba, that you should not treat as a son to Krishna, but we see that actually he is not your son. He is any god or anything. Perhaps Narayan has come because we have heard. So you should not treat as an ordinary boy. Don't tie her hands and this thing. Don't chastise means to doubt man.
Punish.
Don't do so. They saw that Krishna is only of 7 years, and yet how he can hang a mountain like Govardhan? Any mystery is there. Nand Baba at once laughed to hear them, that the gopis has buddhi, wisdom, at the age of 80, then become
mature.
Up to that, their mind is not fixed. They cannot decide anything. Quite true. Because Krishna is an ordinary boy. We know that God is more than Siddha Santa. Because those who are Siddha Santa, they have no angry, no appetite, no thirst, nothing like this. They are not thieves, they cannot tell a lie. But we see that Krishna tells lie always. He sometimes weeps. He sometimes becomes so angry.
He cheats
so many persons. Sometimes he weeps for makhan and mishri. And if it is not given, he falls all the things in home, here and there, scatters. So I know that he is not God. But if you are telling that he is God, then yet he is my son. I will punish him. I will give shiksha to him. Shiksha means
instruction.
And I will do what a father should do to his child, and began to laugh. At once Yogamaya came and attracted all, and they suddenly forget all these facts that Krishna is God. After this, in the month of Kartik, they done the Aradhana of Katyayani. But there are two gopis, one married and not married. These are the gopis who did the Aradhana of Katyayani were not married. Lalita, Vishakha, Srimati, Radhika, and all were married. But they have also purvarag to Krishna. At that time...
They were married or not married?
Eh?
You said that Srimati Radhika was...
They were all married.
They were married already.
Married. But they were in age some less to all gopis. Because Srimati Radhika is told that 13 and half, and Krishna is 14.
And Lalita?
Lalita is 27 days
senior.
Vishakha same day. And Rupmanjari, Ratimanjari are about 12. 12 some days, then they are in age, they are less than Krishna, about 2.5 years. So if Krishna is 7, then they are at the age of
4.5.
But yet they have loved affection for Krishna.
They have come.
Those who were doing Katyayani puja.
Already there is come.
Eh?
They have come for Krishna.
They wanted to come.
They have come.
Huh, come. Not come. At that time, come cannot be. Not come. Because without come, love can come. So here they are not kamatmika. But after that, Sarad Kal, after 1 year before, after, Krishna has told that I will satisfy your. Then more 1 year, and Krishna took the mountain on his, and after one more year, he played on float. So it may be more, not more than, there is seven or eight. Not
even.
But Krishna, it is said that Krishna was in Vrindavan only at the age of 10. And in the 10 years, he had done Rasa and everything, up to Keshi Daitya Bad. So it is seen that in the age of 10, Krishna becomes at the age of 40. So it is also for gopis, not only for him. Vishwanath Jagwati Thakur told anywhere that they used to take makhan and misri so much, so they became younger. He has done a majak.
What is that majak? What does that mean?
Majak means kya mat? Dilaggi. Dilaggi means joke. Vishwanath Thakur Chakrabarti has also a tendency for joke. Because he is Palladashi of Srimati Radhika. So cuts the joke everywhere. Now, it has been, perhaps I have told all these facts and you have read that this Kumarika were of Shruti Chari, Upanishad Chari, are Dandakaranyavasi, and they may be of Janakpuri, Rajkumaris.
Or Devakanya.
Devakanya also. They may be. So, in them, those who have association of Nitya Siddha Gopis, they have direct Purvarag. And whether they were not married, but they went easily in Rash. Those who become Siddha with Siddha. And those who are married, and they have Purvarag, but not associated with Nitya Siddha, they were stopped. And those who were Kumarika, not married, like them, here, some of them are here, they have got Nitya Siddha association, because in the end of that month, when they were doing Aradhana to Katyayani, they invited Lalita, Visakha, Chitra and all. It means they have associations with all these gopis. So they also easily entered the Ras. But not everyone. It may be that they should be checked by their fathers and mothers and brothers and all others, it may be. But here it is told that the Nitya Siddha and these, by the association of Nitya Siddha, they easily entered the Ras. And those gopis who were married, and they had actually Purvarag, but they had sons or daughters. They could not go. They were checked by Yogamaya. It is seen their husbands had checked, but Yogamaya entered in their husbands or father and mothers and sasur, sas. And they were checked. If Yogamaya wanted to not to check them, she could have made another shape of that gopis. But she could not help, because there were some hints of kasai. What is the meaning of kasai? Impurity. Because they were thinking that he is my husband, these are my childs, and their affection was distributed to so many places. These are kasai. So they could not go. Krishna played on the float seeing moon. He was thinking that moon is our ancestor, what? Purvuj?
Forefathers.
So if he has any Naika except his wife is, kya naam hai uska? Naika. Chandrama ka.
Rohini.
If Rohini is there, but he loves Purvadisha. Purvadisha means? Das was very learned person, and he used to know Alankar.
Poetic images. So many metaphors in poetry.
Metaphors.
Ornaments.
For literature. So he has done these things very marvelous. Krishna said that moon is our forefathers. And he is kumkum in his hands by rays and giving on the face of Purvadisha.
Purvadisha means?
Purvadisha means eastern.
Eastern horizon.
Eh?
Eastern horizon.
Horizon. Sees her, his naika. And his, and that Purvadisha, that eastern horizon, with shame, she is taking that
red color.
So why should I not? And seeing this, that easily he is putting, rubbing this red kumkum, many red lights are coming in forest. Trees are colored. Rivers, water is colored. Everything is colored in red. So Krishna at once reminded gopis that I have given word for those gopis that I will fulfill your desire. So this is the time. So moon has reminded Krishna to do, and he is thinking that, oh, he has introduced me. He has given this thing in my heart. So now we should do. Here, all the Kumarika, in their last lakhs and lakhs janma verse,